We're going to be working in the angel study, and we have to kind of back up just a little bit and catch up where we are. This is actually a big study, and it's going to be a lot to this thing. I don't know if you got your booklet. I'm on page 4. Now, I'm there because I want to see that again. We're going to move as fast as we can with this. The book of Exodus is where we are in 14. And Moses was called by the angel of Jehovah. Now, there were angels that were just regular angels, whatever angels are like. But when you get the angel of the Lord, what do you got on your hands? And this is big time. And so you got huge, huge stuff to deal with. In Numbers 20:16, and also in 22:22, God dealt with Israel and a false prophet, Balaam, through angels. Balaam was not on our side. And the angels come along and fixed it. Angels are powerful entities. They are not little cute flying around like that. Men recognize the reality of the beings and contacted most often recognizing the messengers of God. The messengers of God is another way of saying that they're angelic form. The books of history, the word angel appears 37 times. That's in Joshua and Judges, as well as 1 and 2 Samuel, and Kings and Chronicles. There's two mentions of references to the angel of Jehovah. You got the angels over here. This is just a regular, everyday, powerful angel. And then you got the angel of Jehovah. What does the angel of Jehovah have that the other angels doesn't have? This is the one that runs with God, right there with him. In Daniel chapter 3 and 6, angels intervened to deliver the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. You remember that? The Hebrew children were able to live because of the angelic forces that came in and took over. In Daniel chapter 9, 20 and 27, Gabriel, who later appears in Luke 1, appeared first to Daniel. You got these angelic forces that's up to deal with and hold together that which God has created in this angelic world. Michael is a guy talked about in the book of Jude that is an archangel. There's a difference between a regular angel and an archangel. When you got an archangel, you've got a powerful entity on your hands. They're there to see that everything goes well. We do not see angels. There are angels among us. Now, do they have to have wings and fly? No. Can angels intervene in things with us? Can the angels do that? Could there be angels in this room this very day? Now, here's what the angels are not going to do. They're not going to get up in front of us and say, "Hey, I'm an angel." That's not the way God intended for them to be used. They're on our side. There are people who have said in other times, "I was saved from death by an angel." I'm not going to argue with those people because there's plenty of people dying on the road every day. Crashed into this, crashed into that, poisoned, whatever it might be. But those things come to pass. The archangel, Michael, is one of those super angels. And when Michael gets a hold of things, things will be set in order. If something is out of place, are out of the realm of where we need to be, He takes care of that. Hosea identified the man who wrestled with Jacob. You remember the wrestling with Jacob? Do you realize, too, that in the wrestling with Jacob, that the angels were there? Gabriel was there. Zechariah speaks of angels 20 times. Chapter 1 pictures angels as God's reconnaissance beings. What's reconnaissance about? It's go out and see something, go find something. These angels had powerful and effective ways of doing what God had created them to do. They are agents of God's activity in all of this. All four Gospels record this, and that's the appearance at the empty tomb. Why would God have His angels at the tomb? What are the women doing? Lamenting, crying. They were having terrible heartache because the Lord has died. Our greatest hope in the world has died. And then what happened to Jesus on the third day? He rose from the grave. Guess who was there? Angels. There are angels among us. You don't see any fluttering wings. You don't see all of the foo-foo that a lot that goes with that. God intends for His people to be covered all the time. Let me ask you this question. How many of you believe you're going to die? Now, we don't know when. Don't worry about being dead because you're going to raise again. Isn't that true? I wonder if there's going to be any angelic forces in that. What would you say? Yes. In Acts 10, angels were present at Jesus' ascension. This is when Jesus ascended into heaven. You remember? Who was there with Him? The angels. In Acts 5:19, the apostles were thrown into prison. You know what happened? The angel freed these men. There's some kind of power an angel has that can do things like that. The angelic forces are on our side. They stay with our side. In Acts 8:26, the angel took Philip and put him in his place where God had called him to go. In Acts chapter 10, 1-7, the angel directed Cornelius to send for Peter. In all of this, the angelic forces stay at hand because of the need of what the people were doing to create in the world a godly, God-loving society. That's what's bad about the world when it comes along and says, I don't want to be a part of all of that. So all this horrible stuff that goes on is against the whole will of the angels. But the angels can get around with that. They can get past us. Don't think any time that you have to go for months and months and months and months. When angels do their job, they do it right then. Angels were at Jesus' resurrection. Now, you can see these pictures much easier in the Catholic embrace because they're big on all that, and they have statues about all these angels and all that kind of stuff. I don't need a statue of an angel in my life. What I need in my life is the power an angel has when I'm in trouble. When I'm in a burden, when I can't do for myself. Have you ever been in a situation where you could not fix it yourself? Why do you go to a doctor? Do you go to the doctor because you're one of your buddies? Or do you go to a doctor to get some help? Well, in the angelic mode of it, that's what the angels did. Joseph and Mary were struggling along. The world was not kind in those days. And Joseph and Mary were worried and sickly almost. And along comes an angel. And the angel helps Joseph and Mary get over their trauma. In Luke 2, 8-15, angels alerted and announced his birth. It was not mama. It was the angels who announced his birth. Also, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was in agony before his death, who was there with him? The angels. They were at his resurrection. When he arose from the grave, who was it that rolled the stone away? When those stones were rolled up in those days, you're talking about huge boulder type. How much did it take for an angel to move that? Those guys were powerful. When Jesus arose from the grave, the angels announced his resurrection to the women. What had the women been doing all during the time that Jesus was dead? They were lamenting. They were hurting. You know, they've taken away my Lord. They've taken away all of everything. They were in deep lamenting. You know, Jesus is going to come again. You believe that? Do you know when he comes again, it will be the angels that's with him? But I'm going to tell you what. God is on our side. I am not worth the dirt it took to mold me. But God thought differently and gave me what I have. I'm not talking about I've got a, you know, this great thing over here and this great thing. I'm talking about life and liberty. I'm going to die. I don't know when I'm going to die. I know I will, unless the Lord comes first. I know the same thing for you, but here's what I know. We can stand in his presence without even seeing, because he's lifted us and given us life, and his power covers us, and we can be assured that whatever happens in our life, whatever happens with us, live or die, we will always live again. That's why God plugged in that little part about the resurrection. And when the resurrection comes, all of us who have died, all the care that the angelic forces have worked to help us, we will live again. I will live again. You will live again. Those who choose not to embrace Christ, they'll have another door. So we got to know. I believe there are angels among us, and I will not ever not believe that. The church says, amen.